Well, good morning. This is the talk of the town. Our guest this morning is all the way from down south, from Welligama, although he is, of course, in Colombo today. And he's none other than Mr. Rehan Jayavikrama Vijayaratna. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Faraj.
And how is Welligama Pradesh Sabha doing?
Welligama Urban Council. The Urban Council is doing okay, but the people visiting the Urban Council are having lots of problems. And, you know, Urdu season is upon us, and the cost of living is sky high. So, you know, lots of problems that people are going through. But the council is doing all right.
I see. And in your area, of course, along the coast there, you all must be pretty dependent on the tourism industry.
Absolutely. And the Ukraine tourists coming in sort of messed up tourism for us in a massive way. And it has not got any better since. And lack of tourists have also made money coming into people's hands a lot harder. And that has resulted in a lot of people not being able to even take part in New Year festivities because of the high cost of living.
And when they come and see you on your public days and so on, what is the primary sort of concern or the complaint that they're bringing to you?
Very simple for us. Like I told you before, the rising cost of living, people are finding it very difficult to go to shops and get things to eat. You know, we have a polar system in areas like in down south and places where there is no huge development like what you get in Colombo. When it comes to people, don't get that here. And the polars or the weekly fairs usually was the places where people used to go to buy stuff for cheap, and now it's almost the same as the items that are available in high-end supermarkets. So the cost of living is, like I told you, sky high. The prices of coconuts are up. The prices of the staple things that you cook for Urdu, for example, people are afraid to buy oil now. With the rising cost of living has come this other issue where people are afraid to buy oil because of the cancer-causing agents that they found. Oil is something that they use to make their kyaung and their cookies and things like that. So people are afraid to buy oil. Then when you think of milk rice or kiribat, which is another staple dish during Urdu time, people are struggling to buy that due to the high prices of coconut and the fact that you need a measuring tape to go to a shop and just buy your coconuts, and they were at 55-60 rupees, and now it's all the way up till 150 and goes all the way up till 200 rupees. And then another staple ingredient that they were using, which is turmeric, it's very difficult to find now. And this government banned turmeric, saying that they are going to enrich the local farming of it, but you know that hasn't been done. So we're doing all these things without having alternatives, and the fact that we're doing all these things is causing a huge burden on the general public.
And what is the sentiment, if there is talk of having provincial council elections and so on, that has that sort of filtered down to the people, that this expectation that there might be some form of election?
Look, in all honesty, if the government really wants to have the provincial council elections, they can do so in parliament with a simple majority. All they have to do is they have to go to parliament, submit a bill, and you know the chief government whip can do it, and they don't even require 2/3. They can have a simple majority, convert it back to the old system and have the elections. But the fact that they are not having the elections, by now proposing to have it in a ward system where they could have decided that ward system last year, so that is, I think, diversionary tactics. Because if they have the provincial councils, there is no way that they will get anything close to what they got last time. So I'm in deep doubt that they are going to have provincial councils. I have a feeling that they are going to, you know, meddle around with this, get it further postponed, and you know, there might be, it's very likely that we may even have Pradesh Sabha and local government elections before the provincial councils.
I see. And what about the people's sentiment? What are they saying? Do they sort of say, look, we need to have an election because it's the only way we can express our real concern?
No, so the people that we usually run into, a majority of them, what they say is they are very well aware that the provincial council elections cannot topple a government, but they want to give a clear signal to the government that they elected, especially the 6.9 million people that voted for this government, want to give a very clear and strong signal to this government that they can't continue doing this anymore, because all the promises that they gave, they have been systematically breaking. There is nothing good that they are doing at the moment. There's absolutely nothing good. Everything ranging from the sugar scam to the coconut oil scam to the turmeric ban to the coconut prices going high, you know, none of these things are looking good in the government, and the people are waiting to give them a signal, and I don't think the government is ready to receive that signal, which is the main reason why they're not having the elections.
And back to your area, are you experiencing a increase in the numbers of local tourism?
Look, Welligama has a few high-end hotels which are going for very cheap rates these days, right? So obviously we have local tourists coming in, but the fact is local tourists don't come and do as much for the local economy in Welligama as much as tourists, because local tourists that come in from Colombo generally stay inside their hotels and, you know, do all the activities inside their hotels, and that does very little for the local entrepreneurs, that there's very little for them. So, you know, it really doesn't matter whether we have an influx of local tourists or not, because we need the foreigners, and the foreigners not coming in is the huge issue for us now. Surfing schools have been closed down. You know, the surfers don't have money. The people who are doing local handicrafts don't have money. So all this is trickling down to the fact that, you know, the fact that the tourists are not coming in, that resulting in the fact that they cannot go to a shop and buy the things that they want, is what's causing the greatest amount of issues to the people of Valigama.
Well, those are sobering thoughts, Rehan. Thank you for sharing your concerns with us and telling us the ground situation from the south, from where you represent the people there. Thank you very much, Rehan, and good luck with your effort.
Thank you very much for us. Have a nice day. Thanks.